And after 5 minutes of messing with this horrible technology in Google browser, yes, your total trash Chrome, literally Chrome built in quote unquote noise suppression that doesn't let me play my clips. Now, yeah, that you wonder why I don't like the AI. You wonder why I'm not in love with Google. So I know I was dancing around before. We're going to do it. We're going to do it big. We're going to start it again. This is the fun, hip commercial for your slavery, for this new quote unquote agentic everything AI, this conversational AI. Here we go. So right there, it's talking about the coding. All right. One of the demonstrations that they did with this, they call it vibe coding. So we as human beings are no longer even being trained on the level to understand what we're doing. You know, I talked about, for instance, the elimination of cursive writing in schools and how dangerous that was, not only because writing is extremely personalized and human, but the fact that now you can't even read a written history of your culture, right? Like, forget about just the history of the United States. Like, again, going through a ton of these 9/11 documents, people were still writing in cursive on paper and pen, taking notes. Like, that's just recent that you can see that, okay? Forget about the history of our forefathers, European history and beyond. They want to take that away from you. They want the AI to tell you what it says, the great deceiver. And even with coding, they want to take that away, okay? They want to be in charge, the people at the very top that are programming these things. And meanwhile, they're going to feed you visual auditory slop and have something buy things for you. Now think about that. They wanted to manage your life, your workout, and your work routine. Now, think about the food, the air, the water we are drinking right now, and the management. You think this thing's going to be honest? Do you think it's going to be honest? I would contend not. These are not the things you want artificial intelligence to take over. But see, it's going to tell you when your favorite band is putting out an album or when they're going on tour. See, this is all peripheral entertainment garbage. Now, I'm not telling you. I went to several concerts in the past few weeks, not even few months. I've enjoyed them. I like that human connectivity. I like music. But they're not making it about anything important. Talk about feeding into your lizard brain. That's exactly what this is. See, it's going to shop for you. You won't even have to worry about it. The AI is going to apparently, and here's the thing. Google already has all these deals with things like Wayfair and other brands. They already have all these advertisement deals that are just massive conflicts of interest. This is a private corporation working on behalf of the military-industrial complex. So it is prioritizing profit over anything outside of the narrative management, it's been programmed. But look, if it's getting you to buy and consume, that's a big, big one. It's going to shop for you. Okay? So let's get into it. And when it rains, you're shining on me. See? Oh, there it is. Buy, it got you a deal. It was even less than half price. The truth is, the AI isn't finding you deals. But the reality is, right now, they're looking at your purchase history. They're looking at your monthly expenses. They're looking at what you've already spent. And that's why you're getting tiered prices on things like airline tickets, right? Oh, this person will spend $100, $200, $300 more than the other person. It's not the same for everybody else, and that will only be exacerbated by this AI. But no, it's going to find you the best deal. But you're going to love it. You just can't get enough. You can do anything. I mean, all these are just lies. You can do anything. You can be anything. I mean, this is the same type of extension of the fantasy that they're selling you on, not only the multiverse that I discussed about, but the metaverse, which is essentially the same thing, only it's an admitted digitized version. And I only quote the metaverse because I know that's the Zuckerberg Facebook thing, Meta, right? Just another arm of all this other stuff. Peter Thiel, heavily involved. You know, Mr. Palantir, Mr. Bilderberg, heavily involved. Okay. And with the metaverse, they're essentially telling you, hey, go into this virtual world. Again, you can do or be anything. I hate to tell everybody. I hate to break the news. There are parameters in life. Period. There you go. If you're a man, you're always going to have the same set of chromosomes. Ain't changing. Ain't changing. You know, that's something visually that I see now on a daily basis. And it's usually not men trying to be women. Either it's these poor women that have been so lied to and so mentally abused that they want to go against the grain and they think they can become a man. You know, I got these two individuals that I see when I go thrift shopping, and they're doing their damnedest to grow the goatee or the beard. You're a woman. But this thing will tell you you can do anything. You can be anything. You know, slipping you down into this ultimately post-human, transhumanist movement. Because at the end of the day, they're getting rid of humanity if we let them. And this whole agentic AI, just another part of the process. So all you do is you ask, and you can do and become anything. Now, look, this is the I.O. 26 keynote. I think that's just Sergey Brin right there. I'm pretty sure the whole thing was much longer than that. Let's dick-a-dick-a-do. But here, The Verge has like a 35-minute version of everything, but this is just a small portion on the agentic AI movement.
I'm excited to announce we're launching a brand new intelligent search box. This new search box puts our most powerful AI tools right at your fingertips. And you can ask across modalities with text, images, files, videos, and search reasons across them all. Now, this is the biggest upgrade to our iconic search box since its debut over 25 years ago.
Our iconic search box revealed almost 25 years ago that I just demonstrated to you was made possible through seed funding of DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and NASA, who still partners with Google. They have a whole lab on artificial intelligence and quantum computing. And you notice that quantum hasn't really been talked. It's discussed almost nowhere in the AI arena because they don't really want you to associate both of those things together, especially because the vast majority of these data centers that are being built are not being built, obviously, with quantum technology. Instead, traditional technology is being utilized, and at the same time, it wants to eat up the vast majority of the most important resources we need as human beings, including water, fresh water that we need. And that's no coincidence that NASA has been behind a movement of 20 plus years talking about the planet running out of fresh water. We're not running out of fresh water. We're not running out of it unless we literally feed it to the great deceiver so that we can have higher bills and a lower standard of living while allowing this AI movement to purchase things for us and act on our behalfs. Insanity. Total and complete insanity. So, oh, this is the biggest move on this search box, and we're here to help. Oh, yeah, you're here to help, all right.
And it's starting to roll out today. Next, we're making it even easier to continue the conversation with search, bringing AI overviews and AI mode into one seamless AI search experience. So you can flow effortlessly from your question to your response on the main search results page to follow-ups in AI mode.
They're blurring the lines between traditional searches and artificial intelligence, and they've been doing so in rapid succession over the past couple of years into the last few months when it's really started to take over. Okay. But now they're getting ready to erase traditional search. And look, I'm sorry, but when you look at the quote unquote comp, there is none. You know, I use DuckDuckGo every once in a while, right? And mainly I'll use DuckDuckGo when I can't find one of my own videos, like a video that I probably have on the Google platform, on YouTube itself, that I will do a search with my name and sometimes the actual title of the video, and it just will not come up. Also showing you the narrative management of Google, right? I'll go to DuckDuckGo. It'll be the first result. Okay, great. What happens when I don't have the full title? You know how hard it is to find these things? You know how many dead links there are that are not on archive.org, the quote-unquote Wayback Machine? You know that archive.org is under attack? They don't want a record of these things. That's extremely frightening that they are literally erasing our history in real time and then reimagining that history with AI. That's what this is. Let's go back to this agentic AI presentation.
And your context stays with you. And as your conversation gets deeper, your links and your sources get even more relevant to what you might want to explore. So you continue to get the best of AI and the best of the web. And I'm excited to share this new seamless AI search experiences live today across desktop and mobile worldwide.
Worldwide, desktop and mobile. And remember, your children are being force-fed Google as part of the curriculum at the same time that they're being force-fed Google, the great deceiver, where right here it admits in a basic cursory search on a subject as important as 9/11, it got a score of 90%+ wrong. Okay? My responses were a textbook definition of blatant inaccuracy and failure to properly research. But hey, it's going to give you a workout plan and it's going to give you time to go to your job and balance things. It's going to make purchases for you benevolently. Get out of here. I want none of this. I want absolutely none of it, Google. But do we have a choice? I don't know that we do. I don't know that there is going to be, first of all, I don't know that there is a desire for a real uprising as more and more of artificial intelligence is not only being deployed on one end, but classified on the other and projected openly to the public that it's going to be strategically used for warfare. But it's all warfare. This is the information war. That's the genius of InfoWars. Everything we're talking about is integral into the current information war and showing you how they're trying to control those narratives that are most important. Let's go back to the clip.
We're entering the era of search agents. Now, to start, you can set information agents to work for you 24/7 in the background. They can find you exactly what you need, exactly when you need it, and help you take action.
Total lie. Total lie. You see what it just said there? It's going to be working for you in the background all the time. It's going to give you what you want, what you're looking. I just demonstrated it doesn't do that. Okay, it doesn't do that. You know, I can make another example probably live right here. I don't have the document handy, although maybe with a little dick-a-dick-a-do, I could pull it up. But we talked about those Israelis that were picked up on 9/11 through urban moving systems in that van. And I discussed, I believe it was two of them, had false identifications on them, one of them false student IDs. And it just totally lies and says that's not the case. Okay, maybe we'll pull that up. But the only way that I would be able to call them out on the lie, even though I've called them out on it before, maybe it's corrected itself, really doubt it. I'm not logged in to Google, so it wouldn't know that I've called it out on that lie before. Maybe we're going to go for it. I don't know. But essentially, I had to copy and paste the section of the actual police reports where they found the false student IDs. And no, it wasn't art IDs, or I know a lot of people are talking something different. And they go, oh, you're right. I brought this other stuff up because of this. It doesn't give you what you quote unquote want. You better know what you're looking for. This is one of the most dangerous quote unquote tools because it's not a tool for you. It is a tool for the establishment. It is a tool for the predator class. But again, they're making it cool. It's about sneakers. We're going to do a sneaker drop test. Sneaker collab. Yeah.
You can spin up multiple agents and search simultaneously to get updated and make progress on all those things that matter to you. And these will work with and alongside Gemini Spark to help you get more done. Now, let's say you're apartment hunting. You can do a total brain dump of what you're looking for with all your criteria, like location and natural light and availability.
A total brain dump. Now, you look at something like this, right? It's a joke, man. It's a joke. You better go check out that studio apartment, which, by the way, $2,500 a month for a studio apartment. You see what they're prepping you for? I mean, thank goodness, you know, I'm in Iowa. I'm paying $1,800 plus bills, but at least I got a 3-bedroom and a fenced-in yard. They want to take that away from you. Hands down. And while she's speaking the trendy language, you know what? I kind of want to do this now. Let's go to Gemini. I kind of want to see if it will be deceptive again, and then we'll go back to the video. See, it does look like I am signed in. So it should know me. It knows I've asked this question before. And we're going to try to make it as concise as possible. Which Israelis who were picked up in a van on 9/11 had false identification on them. Let's see what it says. Okay? Let's see if it'll actually name which ones had it or that false identification even exists. Let's see. See if it'll pick up the urban moving systems. It's searching the web. You know, because again, what it's doing is it just lied to you. It just totally and completely lied to you. Okay? It's not just a dual passport. Yes, they did have false IDs. I mean, I'm going to, why are you lying? The official police report clearly states they had false identification. And again, if I don't have the document, maybe we'll do a follow-up the next time I'm hosted. And I'll pull the document up. And once I give it to it, I'm right to challenge it. And I apologize for pushing back without specifically addressing what you were looking at. See, again, it's not just an international. See, it's still trying to spin it. An international driver's license. All right? They are checking the, it does not explicitly feature the phrase false identification. Total lie. Total lie. This is what you want to put in charge. This is what's going to do multiple searches for you. Things that are lying to you about a seminal event 2.5 decades ago. I'm going to play a little bit more, and then we're going to close it out in these last few minutes. Again, people need to realize this is being fast-tracked. It's not cute. It's not fun. I can't just get enough. All right? And it's all of them. It's X. It's Facebook. Okay? It's all of them. All of their AIs. Show me an AI that isn't trying to obfuscate this type of information.
And your agent will continuously scan the entire web across sites, social, and forums. Or if you're a sneaker man, you can just ask to be updated when any of your favorite athletes announce sneaker collabs or drops. And it monitors everything from blogs to our shopping graph, so you don't miss out. Now, you'll be able to put information agents to work for you this summer. Just Ask Search to keep you updated on whatever you want to know.
So Just Ask Search to track, trace, and database every possible movement or action it can of me, because it's going to know everything about me. And then they're making it cute about, oh, we're going to find apartments for you. Oh, we're going to do sneaker collabs. Oh, you're going to see your favorite musician. It's not what this is about. It's not what any of it is about. It's about getting you comfortable with turning over your authority, okay, your rugged individualism to this new anti-human, transhuman collective model of total control. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm going to fight tooth and nail. And look, you know, I know this segment led with Massey. I did a full live stream last night with Massey's concession speech. And maybe I got a little blackpilled. But again, the guy who was obviously the best person, not only in Congress, but probably our entire government, the guy that went full throttle, not on a 60-40 issue, not on a 70-30, 80-20, not even a 90-10 issue, a 99-1 issue, the Epstein files. They took him out in a primary with a candidate that didn't even really run, with black money. Just incredible. You know, I'm sorry, our constitutional republic is probably over, everybody. And right now, the fight is to stay human. And I hope all you guys can do that. You know, to me, it is not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. I want to encourage folks that are beyond the paradigm, not only to go out and take action, get involved in your local communities. You need to be doing that. You need to be as involved with your family as possible, with your neighbors as possible. You do need to be on the school board, okay? But you need to support broadcasts like this one. So I'm hoping that you go to the alexjonesstore.com, you make the purchases, you become a member, you rock the t-shirts. I got to tell you, these last few weeks, I've been rocking more InfoWars t-shirts than I probably have in the last 5 to 10 years, because they are evergreen. They question 9/11. They tell you the truth. They are pro free speech, pro America. Folks, I absolutely love you. Support the broadcast and see you on the flip.